The destruction of ivory, the danger of melanoma, and the debate over voting booth selfies are three of the stories we're covering today. I'm Carl Azuz. We'll start in Kenya. It took 10 days for officials there to build the 12 actual ivory towers that are now burning. They're both priceless and worthless. The piles of tusks from 8,000 elephants, the horns from more than 340 rhinos, exotic animal skins, sandalwood bark. It's all being intentionally burned in the largest torching of illegal wildlife products ever. Kenya's president says his country has lost as many as 70% of its elephants. Poaching, the illegal killing of animals, claims the life of an elephant every 15 minutes, and a record number of rhinos were poached last year. Critics say destroying these materials will actually increase their value on the black market and increase poaching. But supporters say it hasn't in the past and that the burn's as symbolic as it is destructive.
The fire is crackling loudly and you can feel the warmth of it from far away, and the smoke is quickly filling the air. In some parts of the world, this would be considered ludicrous. In fact, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding this burn. 105 tons of ivory, 1.35 tons of rhino horn literally going up in smoke. That's an estimated black market value of $172 million. Now, no more. Kenya's message to the world, this ivory is worthless. It has no value unless it's on a live animal. It's not the first burn in Kenya's history. Kenya first began burning ivory in 1989 and initially saw good results. Experts attribute this recent scourge in poaching to Asia's voraciously growing appetite for ivory, particularly in China. This is the biggest ivory burn in the world's history. It's left 12 pyres of contraband like these blackened with smoke in a fire due to last for more than a week. But Kenyans hope this will change perceptions forever. Robin Creel, CNN, Nairobi National Park, Kenya.
Next up, chaos in the Middle Eastern nation of Iraq. The ISIS terrorist group, which controls large parts of land there, says it's responsible for a pair of suicide bombings on Sunday. They happened in a city in southern Iraq where at least 11 people died and more than a dozen others were wounded. And a day beforehand, in the nation's capital, there was a rush of hundreds of angry protesters inside Baghdad's Green Zone. This is a four-square-mile, heavily fortified area of government buildings and international embassies. The protesters ransacked parts of Iraq's parliament building before Iraqi security forces regained control. A controversial Iraqi religious leader had stirred up the crowd on Saturday, criticizing Iraq's politicians and calling them corrupt. The nation's been struggling with political problems in addition to terrorism and instability. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry have traveled there recently to push for more stability in Iraq, express support for its leaders, and encourage them to work together. Health officials say that a 70-year-old man in Puerto Rico recently died from complications of the Zika virus. According to the Centers for Disease Control, it's the first time that a Zika infection has contributed to someone's death in the U.S. or its territories. The man had contracted, then mostly recovered from Zika, but within a few days, he developed a bleeding disorder associated with the virus, and that led to his death. Brazil, where the Olympics are being held in August, has been hardest hit by Zika cases, so South Korea has designed special suits for its athletes. They'll be wearing long pants and blazers for the opening and closing ceremonies, and their track suits will have insect repellent built in, a sign of the times as the games get closer.
Zika, a virus unheard of 70 years ago, is exploding around the planet, creating what the World Health Organization calls a global health emergency. Common symptoms include fever, rash, headaches, and red eyes, if there are any symptoms at all. 4 out of 5 people who get Zika don't even know it. Zika is spread primarily by the female Aedes aegypti mosquito. She's called the roach of the mosquito world due to her crafty ways of hiding and breeding inside homes, making her hard to find and eliminate. Zika's also been linked to Guillain-Barré, a rare autoimmune disorder that can lead to paralysis. But what makes Zika really scary is an alarming connection between the virus and microcephaly. That's a neurological disorder where babies are born with small heads and small brains, with severe developmental issues, even death. Some countries are so concerned, they are warning women not to get pregnant. While in the United States, CDC officials are telling pregnant women not to travel to any of the countries where Zika is circulating. Scientists are working around the clock to attack the virus. But as of yet, there's no vaccine or medicine to treat Zika. So protect yourself by using and reapplying insect repellent, wearing thick, long-sleeve shirts and pants, and staying inside in screened air-conditioned rooms in areas where Zika is active. And be sure to remove any standing water where mosquitoes can breed.
Our producers choose Roll Call Schools from CNNStudentNews.com. Making one request a day without spamming is the way to go. P.E. McGibbon Public School commented on Friday's transcript. It's in Sarnia, Ontario, in the nation of Canada. We also heard from Buckner Alternative High School. Shout out to our viewers in LaGrange, Kentucky. And finally, from Weston, Connecticut, please welcome the Warriors. Weston Middle School rounds out our roll. Melanoma Monday doesn't really have a good ring to it, and that's the point. It's the start of Melanoma Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. This is an awareness campaign by the American Academy of Dermatology. It goes on every year in May to get people's attention about skin cancer. The organization says 1 in 5 Americans will develop some form of skin cancer in their lifetime. The event aims to tell people, particularly those who spend time in the sun, what to watch out for. Melanoma is the most dangerous form of skin cancer.
A melanoma is a cancer that begins in the skin cells. The face and the neck are common areas for melanomas to appear. For men, also the chest and the back. For women, the legs. Exposure to UV light, such as the sun, causes most melanomas. When melanoma is caught early, it's almost always curable. In fact, when you look at people where melanoma was caught early, 5 years later, 97% of them are still alive. But when melanoma is caught late, it is extremely deadly. When you look at melanomas that are stage 4, that's the most advanced, 5 years later, only 15 to 20% of those people are still alive. Unfortunately, melanoma is particularly likely to spread to the brain. When you look at people with stage 4 melanoma, 60% of those patients will develop brain tumors. There are various treatments for melanoma. It can include surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and the use of targeted newer cancer drugs. Now, some melanomas can't be prevented, but some can. So the most important thing is to stay out of the sun as much as you can. And if you are in the sun, cover up with clothing or with sunscreen. And certainly, don't use tanning beds. The American Cancer Society recommends that you check your body once a month. Look for moles, look for new moles, and also for changes in moles that you already have.
Should American voters be allowed to take selfies in the voting booth? Snapchat is now one of a few different groups fighting against bans on ballot box selfies. There's no federal law about this, but most states don't allow voters to show their marked ballots, which indicate whom they voted for. In Pennsylvania and Indiana, you could go to jail for voting booth pictures. In Vermont, you can take selfies but not share them. In Oregon and Wyoming, there are no laws against this. Snapchat says that ballot box selfies are part of free speech and that they're just a way that voters, especially young voters, engage in the political process. Critics say selfies threaten the secret ballot, where your vote is private and free from outside influences. They're also concerned about corrupt political groups paying people to vote and then requiring ballot box selfies as proof. From our Don't Try This at Home or Really Anywhere files, a low-altitude parachuting competition in China. Competitors had about 3 seconds from the time they jumped to do a few stunts like backflips and twists and then open their chutes. Skydivers came from around the world to do this, and waiting for them at the bottom of the gorge below was a floating platform with the bullseye they aimed for. Thankfully, people were able to open up, to shoot the breeze, to spread and share their canopies. Floats were seen in air and water, touchdowns and end zones made to order. CNN Student News wishes all of you happy landings.